Good morning. This is Aria Lightfoot, Toucan View Podcast. Today is Sunday, April 18, 2021. I will start with the quote. The time to save your country is before you lose it. The PUP has now been elected for 5 months and now facing a major union strike early in their governance of the people's assets. But how could they not have anticipated this? Just before the pandemic hit, a little over a year ago, all the unions were antsy and demonstrating, demanding that the Barrow administration start implementing UNCAC, cost-saving measures, and so on. There was a big showdown. I even did my own anti-corruption poster and posted on my social media to show my support for the unions. Prominent in the demonstration was the then opposition leader, now Prime Minister Johnny Briceño, and other PUP members. In fact, PUP followed up with their own March for Good Governance, gave Belizeans a blue plan to implement UNCAC, to reduce government waste, bring back permanent secretaries, and make the public service a professional body once again, and many other purposeful statements promising good stewardship. It was a new machete-level promise, something the Belizean public keeps voting for, and PUP was able to translate that movement into a major PUP win with a mandate for fundamental changes. Unfortunately, 5 months later, what was promised and what immediately occurred told two different stories. You see, many of Belize's citizens, politicians, elites, and business class have no real integrity. They all shamelessly engage in the most vicious gang rape of the country. Even if it turns the country upside down, even if it makes it a more dangerous place for themselves, even if they have to drive on the substandard roads themselves or enter the neglected medical system in moments of emergencies, even if they are exposing their own children to the outcome of a poorly managed and ever-growing poverty-stricken society, at least they get to sit on top of the junk pile, noses skinned up, looking down. Then these same idiots run to Miami, Latin America, and other more developed societies to go play, spend the taxpayers' ill-gotten wealth, while failing to create the same society at home. I see them as a bunch of capitalist vultures whose insatiable greed is the unraveling of Belize. When we elect leaders who lack true purpose and a vision for Belize, a true love for Belize, when we continue to elect politicians who are there to represent only their party's interests and the contributors to their campaign's interests, we want to keep the get the book out. In 5 short months, PUP is already scandal-ridden. They decided to follow the UDP model, just point fingers, blame the previous administration, do nothing to change it, and move along with kleptocracy as usual. Divide, divide. But to what end? Briceño came in with a massive cabinet and administrative staff, many with a very nice salary and perks package. Expertise not needed. And during a pandemic when many lost jobs and knowing way beforehand that cost-saving measures were imminent and should be prioritized, Briceño certainly didn't win any friends when he called Belizeans talentless to explain away his non-expert executive. Then the firings began so as to replace the political party crony needs. Espat immediately walked back the promise to implement UNCAC. Shabat began his medical reign of terror. Balaramos was caught on a hot mic discussing the political nature in how grocery bags are distributed and other not so nice name calling. And so in the first 5 months, not one tenure has been put out, but millions in contracts have been distributed. The fire sale of government assets continue. The arrogance is back. The exposure of millions of taxes owed by people closely tied to PUP suddenly paid in full, maybe wiped clean. And so now people, I hope, are finally understanding that our leaders think winning elections simply means it is their turn to use the taxes and country's resources to get families, friends, and themselves rich. And now the unions are back agitating for much of what Briceño has promised just 5 months earlier. During a negotiation and in bad faith, the PUP put out attack ads against the unions, trying divisive tactics, asking, where were the unions for 13 years? Conflating issues, telling Belizeans that all other Belizeans who lost their jobs have made a sacrifice, and now it was the union members' turn. Wait a minute. Let's wait a minute. PUP was literally marching with the unions just a year ago. And it is not the union's job to agitate and keep GOB in check. That is the job of the opposition. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, the PUP administration even sent out a memo to public officers reminding them that they are required to keep quiet or could face disciplinary actions. So how do we expect them to speak out when they are told they're mandated to keep quiet? The compel just punished two women officers who gave an interview over their recent Supreme Court win. So, Belizeans, that's not a public officer's job. It is your elected representative who has a constitutional and fiduciary duty to run the country in the best interest for Belizeans. And in the midst of all this, almost as a cosmic poetic illustration, here comes a Supreme Court ruling that highlights the callous level gang rape. The daughter of the prominent anti-corruption organization, well sponsored by the US Embassy, was given a sweetheart deal, a deal with no love for Belize. She was able to buy pristine key land, over 100 acres, for a measly $27,000. And just 2 days before elections, where PUP was then voted out and UDP was ushered in. There was no indication of why such a deal was afforded to her. Was it to benefit the citizens of Belize? The land was then taken away by the new administration, and I heard that it was sold to a prominent businessman. Again, no indication if it was done to benefit the citizens of Belize. The taxpayer was paid $27,000, and then the same taxpayer was ordered to compensate her for $5 million because she missed out on opportunities to make more money. Fuck the taxpayers' loss. Even more sinister, the head of the Integrity Commission was her attorney, who made a successful argument for such a compensation. You know, there's a maxim in law that says, he who comes to equity, meaning that when you're trying to recover money in a lawsuit, you must come with clean hands. This maxim in law ought to prevent relief for anyone guilty of improper conduct in the matter at hand. It operates to prevent affirmative recovery for persons with unclean hands, no matter how unfairly the person's adversary has treated him or her. Just to explain it a little more, it is literally saying it doesn't matter if you lost out on some deal if the deal in itself was shady. Belize is just not set up for justice. We are a poorly managed, heavily pirated country, and the results are crime, poverty, a very broken economy, and the forces for status quo is strong. We have a weakened opposition and now muted good governance advocates. So when I see the likes of Lizarraga explaining away why BTL is looking to purchase the PM's family assets with taxpayer money, where is his passion for good governance? When I see Brackett, who once burned tires on Belkan Bridge, demanded good governance, now acting like a quiet lamb, a new defender, where did his passion go? When I see Espat walk back UNCAC promises, what happened to the urgency, Mr. Espat? When Belize peace movement has gone quiet and no more press conferences, are you at peace, BPM? RIP, BPM. When the newly appointed Belmopan city commissioner and TV host Wade is now a flag waver, when the head of the Integrity Commission is representing and defending corruption, it tells me that the days of principled men like Golson and Price are no more, and Belize must go through a very dark tunnel. Hopefully we will emerge a country where corruption is the way of doing business and no longer the exception. And once again, the unions are tasked with saving Belize. But are we too late? Thank you for listening. Please email me at toucanview@gmail.com. You could leave a voice message. Also, please follow the podcast movement and check out other podcasters. Brett Toombs and the Opinionated Coffee are two of my favorites. I hope that Belizeans become very intuned and keep listening, learning, and understanding that what happens today impacts us generationally.